Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So my son, on all his interviews, has been asked, you know, how do you deal with conflict? And he said, well, I had a father who loved The Grateful Dead and a mother who loves Broadway, so I've learned how to deal with it.
That's awesome.
So my husband, as payback for all of the times I've made them, all the times, 30 years of Broadway show. Once a year, he goes to see a Broadway show. Mm-hmm. And it's you know, to make my mother happy and to, it's a beautiful time with the family. He stands in the back of the theater. He usually leaves, like we've spent all this money for the ticket. So this year, as payback, he made me go to the Dead & Company in Detroit. And we sit down and these guys, these old men are sitting behind us. He goes, you going to the show tomorrow in Columbus? Like they follow
the dead, yeah.
They follow the dead. And he's gotten my son into it. Mm. And his whole thing is to get a picture with the set list. Mm-hmm. So and then you put the set list up and they'll say, oh, that's a good set list. You know, oh, they played Sugar Magnolia. I'm like, yeah. That song has a name? Like it just goes on and on and on. But Broadway, you know the names of songs, yes. And they dance, yes. And they tell a story.
And they sing, and
they tell a story. I don't.
And they fall in love.
And if they're not happy, they sing anyway. So I, you know, and he doesn't like stories. So we this year the Broadway show we went to was Come From Away, which I cannot recommend more highly. It is a play about what happened on 9/11 to all the planes that landed in Gander, right. Newfoundland.
Yes, and I saw that actual story on like 60 Minutes or something.
Yes, and they've started a scholarship fund for the kids of Gander. Yeah. It's got over $10 million in it now. Yeah. And the story is told by just 15 actors who play all the parts. And you don't, like my husband actually sat through that one. Mm-hmm. I had to buy him a separate seat on the aisle away from us because, yeah. You know, I thought, you know, but he loved it. And I will say, I sat at the Dead & Company and I marveled at their musicianship.
Oh,
they
yeah.
really are.
Oh, yeah,
if you
musicians.
Think about it, they invented new form of music.
Yeah.
It's like, I call it the quinoa of music. It tastes like nothing,
yeah.
But for people who love it.
If you played the same songs for the last 50 years, you'd be good at it too.
Well, John Mayer was amazing, I have to say.
Oh, he's an amazing guitarist.
He's an amazing guitarist and, you know, the drummers are the same.
Yeah.
And one of the guys who, the bass player was remarkable.
Yeah, they're all good.
So I decided to watch it to appreciate the mastery of what they do.
Yeah.
And I told my son, there's no conflict on that.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.